want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to episode 200 of the Geocaching Podcast, recorded live on April 20th, 2011. I'm your host, XFunkX, with
Daryl W4 and
Head Hard Head.
If you want to participate in our show today, please call 724-444-7444. Our podcast ID is 7525. You can also join our live chat room to participate with our other listeners, and that can be found at geocachingpodcast.com/live. Click the Join Now button to participate. We have a voicemail line, and we love hearing from our listeners, and that number is 206-350-3GPS, and we're on Twitter at twitter.com/GCPodcast. This episode is brought to you by Cache Advance. See Cache-Advance for all of your caching needs. Welcome back, Montu, or not Montu, Head Hard Hat, and Daryl. How have you guys been?
Doing great.
You'd think I'd get this right by episode number 200, but I still botch it up every now and then.
Woohoo! Who brought the cake?
Well, you know, it's been a long 200 episodes, but it's been a lot of fun, and, you know, obviously we're still messing up.
That's all the part of the fun of being on a live show.
True, true. Now, how have you been since last week?
Actually, between dodging tornadoes, this last weekend we had the largest outbreak of tornadoes in North Carolina history, and a lot of damage. I was quite fortunate, had a couple of close calls, but besides all that fun stuff, I did actually get to go out and do some geocaching during my lunchtime geocache of the day, and people can go out on my blog and actually see what I do on a day-to-day business when it comes to geocaching. I had a fairly decent good spread, everything from nanos to ammo boxes. Overall, my favorite of the week was a geocache that was themed for doggies.
Really?
So when you actually went to the geocache itself, you opened it up, and all the swag that's inside are dog toys and dog tags and just all these cool little things for people that actually do go geocaching with your favorite pooch. This would be a very fun geocache to see.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like those themed caches like that, but it's kind of really tough to keep those going like that, because we usually find that you end up with a lot of other stuff in those themed caches.
Yeah, you definitely have to keep your maintenance up for it. I do have one other little bit of news, and this is a complete selfless plug for me. And you guys out in the audience are actually hearing this for the first. I actually am going to be hosting a 30-minute internet TV show. It's going to be called, tentatively for right now, Geocaching World. And it's going to be on the RVNN network. And if you go to Ustream and put in RVNN, you'll find them. The interesting thing about this show, when we do this, we are actually going to have people that can come into a chat room, very similar to what we have here with the Geocaching Podcast, where you can actually ask me, Head Hard Hat, questions as we actually are filming the show itself. So this is going to be interesting. You can actually come tomorrow, and if you go to the rvnewsnet.com/live link, and we'll put that up in the show notes, you will be able to actually ask me questions from 6:30 tomorrow Eastern Standard Time. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a huge experiment, and you guys are going to help mold this show into a geocaching, I hope, success.
Wow, that sounds like a cool new project, but
yeah,
you've got so much other stuff going on. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the fun thing that's going to be about this is that I'm literally phoning this in. We're going to be taking a video that I have shot either for geo snippets or other things. The fun part of this, Daryl, and you'll truly appreciate this, I don't have to do the editing.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. So I'm literally going to be going in through Skype and using multiple, believe it or not, multiple cameras through Skype. We're going to be doing filming on my end, and then they're going to edit all that into that nice, neat little 30-minute show each week.
Oh, very cool. I look forward to seeing what comes of that.
Yep. I hope to see all our fans there, too, because this will be a lot of fun, and it won't be the same without you guys.
All right. Well, you know, we didn't get any tornadoes or anything this week, but the weather's still been kind of icky. But we did get a chance to actually get out and do some caching on Sunday. It's the first time I think we've actually gotten out and done any real caching with the schedule and weather's being what it was. So, you know, we took about an hour and went out and grabbed six caches, DNF'd ones, but we got one more on the way to lunch, so that was kind of nice. Haven't done that in a while, and actually I got out for a quick break at work today and got a cache, so.
Yay, good for you.
Yeah, it's just nice to sometimes be able to get out and do that. It's just been so rare anymore that I get to find caches.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you on that one.
Yeah, I know you've been having a lot of problems with the work schedule and family and everything else. And rain. You know, it's just that time of year. Yeah, and we have like no daylight hours. You know, I love caching at night, but most of the caches that we can grab quick and easy aren't the ones that you really want to do at night because, you know, you will be stopped.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, I've not been doing much caches lately because, like I said, it's been raining in this week and stuff like that. I did do there has been a firmware update on the Magellan Explorer 610 that I have. So I updated that and I'm really anxious to get out and use it and write a blog post and do the episode, you know, a review of it. But it's so rainy here. But I am super excited that it is episode 200 of the Geocaching Podcast. You know, it's been a long, I think it's been 4 years, 5 years. I don't remember even how long we've been doing this, but it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, again, like you said, Head Hard Hat, this show wouldn't be the same without our listeners. And I love the fact that everyone listens and calls in live and has a lot of fun. Speaking of that, though, we do have some feedback here from some of our listeners and kind of wishing us happy 200 episodes. So let's hear that.
Listener feedback.
Hey guys, this is Jeep in Idaho. I want to say congratulations on reaching your 200th episode. I remember finding your podcast while I was serving in Iraq. From there, I went back to Texas, enjoyed listening there, to Virginia, still listening, and here I am in South Korea trying to spread the news about how much great information you bring to the geocaching community, to all the geocachers here. Keep up the great work, guys, and here's to another 200 episodes. Talk to you later.
This is Sunny
and Sandy from the Podcacher Podcast.
And we just wanted to take a moment to congratulate X-Punk X and all the co-hosts for 200, 200, 200 shows on the Geocaching Podcast, which is coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
Okay, that's only 200 shows. That's right. Not actually 600 shows.
I know. I was just being highly excited there.
200 is a huge milestone. And the Geocaching Podcast has been around for a while, doing a live geocacher call-in show every week. And so we just wanted to send out our congratulations to X-Punk X.
Congratulations, and keep on podcasting.
Geocaching question of the day. The Bad Cop asks, you answer.
Hello, this is The Bad Cop, and welcome to the Geocaching question of the day. Each weekday, I ask a geocaching-related question to my Twitter audience and then summarize the replies and post it on my website. I hope this little project will keep you up to date on the ever-changing face of geocaching. Have you ever had to climb a rope to claim a geocache? 1/5 or 20% of the geocachers that replied said they were roped into climbing a rope to claim a geocache. What about you? Have you ever had to climb a rope to claim a geocache? Do you want to find out all this and more? Come to my website, cachingnw.com, and follow me, the Bad Cop, on Twitter.
All right. Well, Daryl, tonight, like I said, we are talking with Scott from one of the organizers of the GeoCoin Fest. And so we wanted to bring him on because the GeoCoin Fest is this October. And so welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. We really appreciate you having us on your 200th. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Can you kind of explain a little bit what exactly is GeoCoinFest?
GeoCoinFest is a lot like Geo Woodstock, except it's for Geo coins. And of course, it's a mega event. We had looked into bringing something like this to North and South Carolina. Of course, we've had Geo Woodstock before, but the Geo Coin Fest is going to be in Rock Hill, South Carolina this year, bringing in coiners from all over the world, bringing in mentors, coin designers, have a couple of workshops on how to design and how to finance Geo coins and such like that. But we're also going to try and do a lot for the geocachers as well.
Now, the event is actually just on the Sunday, I believe it is, which is the 16th. Am I correct?
Actually, it's on Saturday the 15th.
Saturday the 15th, and that's GC2G6QR, and we'll also link to that in the website in the show notes. But it's listed as being a Friday through Sunday event, so what does the schedule look like for those 3 days?
The first night, Friday night, we'll be taking pre-registration, giving out packets, and we're going to have a meet and greet at the hotel, the host hotel, the Holiday Inn in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Saturday, we'll be having the main event, of course. After the event, that Saturday night, we're going to have a get-together, a movie night. We're going to play a movie outside if weather permits, have everybody get together, and Sunday, we're going to have a breakfast for everybody before they leave. And that's pretty much all the events so far. We've got a lot that we're keeping under wraps, and it's kind of hard to talk around it.
When you have the type of events that you have with GeoCoins, I'm kind of a pirate at heart when it comes to GeoCoins. I absolutely love them. I have a rather extensive collection myself, at least for me. I know comparatively to a lot of other people's, it's probably small. I got about 300 GeoCoins. I've never been to the Coin Fest before. What kind of things, when I walk in, am I going to expect to see and do?
Actually, I have never been to a Geo Coin Fest before. The people on our committee and none of us are really, I think what's been said is Geo Coin enthusiasts. I beg to differ. Some of us have chased coins for quite some time. At our fest, we're going to have, of course, sales tables, vendors. We're going to have quite a few surprises. At this one, we're going to have stuff for the kids. We're going to have a face painter, balloon guy. We're going to have several little sessions throughout the day. A lot like most conventions that you would go to, I guess something that I could compare it to for myself is a comic book convention. I'm a geek like that. Just going in and all the things that are for sale for geocaching, geocoins, just along that line. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, and we did do the video from last year's event, and that's available on YouTube for anyone who wants to check that out. And I assume it's pretty much going to be like that, just, you know, maybe some changes, some more events. And you mentioned some classes or something like that. Can you talk about what those might be at all?
Design classes. We're hoping to get a couple of designers to sit down with folks and do an hour worth of this is how you design a coin, you know. Of course, they can't go into incredible detail, but to show them the basics of it in like a program like Photoshop or Adobe Illustrator. Also have somebody there to talk about financing a coin, parts of this that you just don't realize when you go to an event, how much, you know, just the minutia of it to where there's so many things that go on behind a mega event that you just wouldn't realize before you actually get into it. And just things like that. We want to help people that have the next GeoCoin Fest or the next mega event in our region to be able to learn what they can do.
And of course, one of the big things with any of the GeoCoin Fests is all of the coin enthusiasts getting together and trading. And I know that Firefly 03's big thing is all that trading. Can you kind of talk to how that's going to work and what kind of facilities are going to be set up to enable it?
We're going to have tables set up. We're going to have an extra room for trading. We're going to have an actual time set up for people to trade. We're going to have travel bug drop off and pick up. I think we're calling it a blind travel bug trade. We're also going to have a blind geocoin trade where you trade off, you know, pick up a bag that has a coin in it. You don't know what it is. You just pick the bag that you want. As far as the trading and selling and everything, all that will happen on Saturday. We're trying to keep it down to that day so everybody gets a fair shake.
Now, in previous events, there's been some games around the events. Can you share any plans that you may have for games like the previous years?
You're talking about games like closest to the...
Sure, those type of games, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have several games. We're going to have several cash runs set up. We're working on a... We had planned for a kayak run, but that time of year it's going to be so cold we don't want to put anybody in the water that we don't know what their abilities are in a kayak. So we're going to end up setting up a lot of geocaching runs. We're hoping to have a new series debut around there at that time. We're still putting a lot of this stuff together, and I hate that I'm not as prepared as I'd like to be for y'all tonight, but that's about what I have as far as the games and all.
All right.
Just out of curiosity, are there going to be any good deals set up as far as for people who do want to add to their collections for geocoins, where they might be able to get a couple of dollars off on those?
I do not know about that. If you're talking about us, our registration packets are going to be nominally priced. We're trying to keep it as cheap as possible where everybody can get everything that they want. Now, the individual sellers, that's going to be up to them.
Okay, hopefully there'll be some good stuff to look into purchasing.
Yes, sir.
And what about any costs that might be involved with the event itself?
Cost as far as?
Well, any kind of reservations or, you know, special deals maybe through the hotel even. But
yeah, our reservations are going through, our host hotel is the Holiday Inn in Rock Hill. And I'm going to the website now. And it's www.geocoinfestus2011.com. And I know Craig is listening, and they might be able to tell me the deal with the chat room because I'm watching it too.
All right. And is there any kind of special registration, or is it all just the free registration? And what about the event coin? Because I'm sure there's going to be at least the event coin.
Yes. We actually have 4 or 5 coins set up. Right now, we're still haggling over those in between us. The hotel is actually going to be $89 per night. We have several configurations of rooms available. Our registration is coming down as, I think we have 5 registration levels right now. And if Craig could give me that again, because he's doing pretty good in the chat room. Also, Geocoin Poker's coming up. Direct Mint will be running that again this year.
Yeah, that's always a cool one to check out. For the new coin collectors or path tag collectors, are there any kind of tips that you might give for them or any special sessions?
Yes, we're looking into that as well. We do have several coin enthusiasts around here that are quite busy with their jobs that we're hoping that will jump in on the coin fest as time draws nearer. I know it's hard to ask people a year out, 6 months out, what they're going to be doing on a specific day. We're taking any and all volunteers that we can. We've had several pop up and say that they want to do this, they want to do that, but you know, you really have to wait and see what somebody's going to do. We've got to have people that we can really depend on when it comes down to it.
Oh, absolutely. And for anyone who might want to volunteer, how would they get a hold of you?
My email is sseegers@gmail.com. You can hit any of us through our profiles. You can contact us on the GeoCoinFest website. You can contact us through the GC page. Email. and all our geo names are on the website.
This is the first year that there will be actually two GeoCoin Fest, one in the U.S. and one in Europe. If folks wanted to attend both, obviously they certainly could. Now, are you aware of what the differences would be? Why would we want to attend both of these events?
Well, I've been looking at the German website, and they are going to have, I mean, an outrageous event. Just with the history over there, I've spent 7 years in Germany as a soldier, and I love Germany. I wanted to go so bad, but the cost just is just too much for me. Actually, I look at it as hitting both those coin fests this year is going to be something kind of akin to not as big as doing the Trifecta out in Seattle, of course, but just the corners that can say, hey, I went to both this year. This is the first time it's ever happened. That's one of the big things that I could see.
Well, Scott, we want to thank you for coming on tonight and sharing about the GeoCoin Fest. And again, guys, if you guys want to check out that and you want to head out there, if you're going to be in the area, the event is GC2G6QR. Thanks again for hanging out with us tonight.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No problem. Now, before we close tonight, since this is our 200th episode, I wanted to explain a few things because I have seen a few people ask me this in a couple times, why there is actually no episode number one of the Geocaching Podcast. And that is because when I first started doing this podcast, I ran across the TalkShoe website and I just kind of was like, well, what do I want a podcast about? And let's do geocaching because I really like geocaching. So I first started doing it and it was really, 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 really bad. I mean, not that the other first ones aren't pretty shaky because it's the first time I've ever talked live in front of anybody, but it was just a lot of dead air and a lot of not good stuff. So that episode is actually hidden. But with that being said, to kind of give you a kickback on nostalgia and kind of how it was back then, I will go ahead and play just a snippet here of episode number two and get you kind of an idea of what it was like back then.
Listening to the Geocaching Podcast, a podcast about everything geocache.
So what is geocaching? I'm glad you asked what geocaching is. Geocaching is kind of a high-tech scavenger hunt. What you do is you go to the geocaching.com website, and you put in your zip code, and it'll show you all the caches that are around your area. And what a cache basically is it's a small Tupperware container that's hidden in a woods, somewhere else. There's different sizes. One of the sizes is...
Well, that's what it was like in the beginning. And as you can see, we've come a long way since then. And, you know, we definitely love improving. And, you know, just even my presentation and just the fact now that I've got co-hosts and everything, because that was, you know, back in a time where it was just me doing this show by myself with a computer mic or, you know, even calling in. I think the first one was calling in on my cell phone. So, you know, we've come a long way since then. So we want to thank you guys for just supporting us for the last, you know, 200 episodes. And, you know, I'm looking forward to doing 200 more, and it's been, you know, an amazing ride. And I just want to thank you guys for allowing us to do this and coming and supporting us every week. So thank you guys again for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. We want to thank Cache Advance at cache-advance.com for sponsoring this episode. And we want to say join us each Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on the TalkShoe service. You can call in live at 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. Our show notes and links to all of our past shows can be found at geocachingpodcast.com. You can call our voicemail line. The number is 206-350-3GPS. Anytime to leave us a voicemail. Have a safe week and happy caching.